Some people have to pay up to maybe 40, 50% and they're matching funding for these grants. And when you consider these are the older disabled people that are applying for grants, maybe to get bathrooms or roof stones or water or just an ensuite built. And they're normally on a pension at that stage, either old age pension or a disabled pension. And the fact that it's come up, plus we have occupational therapists and we have council engineers now looking for more and more stuff, you know, doors widening and that. Maybe things applicants are not looking for. But I do very much welcome the thrust of the council saying today and that they are going to recommend an increase across the board, like, you know, maybe even roofs gone up from 6,500 up to maybe over 8,000, things like that. So certainly I welcome the increase. And as I say, this only applies to private houses, because anybody living in a social house gets 100% grant. Anybody living in a private house, as I say, they could have to pay up to 50%. And there's not a builder in the country who wouldn't tell you that it's not. You can imagine trying to get money from people simply that don't have it. So definitely I would like to see us going towards that people only have to pay a maximum of 20%. But today's news from Joe Peebles is very much welcome across the board.
What guarantees are there, number one, that the government will take this on board, and number two, that the resources and the funds will be there to ensure that applications can be dealt with and dealt with speedily?
Well, first of all, there's two parts to this. The government gives us 80% of the money that we spend, and we have to come up as a kind of council through rates with 20%. And also within the grants themselves, as I say, the public has to pay, as I say, 40-50%. The council, as my understanding, is recommending now that we increase our end of it. You know, it'll put more pressure on the council budget, but as I say, we only adopted the budget last week and that's covered for. So I definitely see our grants increasing now from a council point of view, and that'll put more pressure then on the government to give the council more money as well, because, you know, council has very limited resources to be putting up matching funding, whether for rates or property charge.
Is there a concern that as the grants increase, and we've seen this happen in other areas, as grants increase, the cost increases, the cost imposed by builders can increase, and what can happen is, rather than be extra money, the increase effectively becomes just absorbed and the costs in real terms remain the same?
Yeah, and the council had to take steps way back some years ago during the downturn, because they were quite worried that the prices weren't coming down. That's something we'll have to keep a very, very close eye on. And as I say, I think if we get to the stage that the public only would have to come up by 20%, it would have to be a proper tendering system then. You know, we'd have to see a more robust tendering, that perhaps everybody would have to get three prices, you know, rather than just going with their own builder. At the end of the day, the applicant's entitled to go with their own builder, which is normally the cheapest, but there would be questions asked. If we were increasing the grant, what's to stop the builder increasing his charges as well? And that wouldn't be right. That's important, and everybody would agree it's important that the applicant, the disabled person, gets a benefit of this application, not a builder.